Hi, nice to see you. Happy Thanksgiving, whether you're in America or anywhere else. It's okay to have a Thanksgiving holiday and be grateful for good things in your life. And people in America, I hope that you're somewhat conscious after the 20 pounds of turkey that you ate, during the holiday, and everything's going well with the family and all that. Anyway, I was thinking about what to talk about today, because we usually talk about stuff that's going on in the world, which is not not entirely cheerful subject, but important to be aware of. And it reminded me of a technique that I needed to learn, kind of develop, because I couldn't find it anywhere. And we've talked about it quite a bit in the private platform in Planetary Healing Club. But in case you're not in on that, or in case you just want to refresh your memory on it, there's a technique that I found necessary when you're looking at what's going on in the outside world. If you're really looking at it honestly, in detail, not just the parts close to you, but what's going on around the world and in your country. And the need for the technique came up because when we looked at really negative things that were going on, excuse me, like wars between countries and people, and poisoning the earth and the usual stuff that the rulers are involved in, it can have kind of a heavy impact on you emotionally and psychologically, and you can end up really not feeling good for understandable reasons. And I knew that I wanted to be aware of what was going on. So this was many years ago, so that I could analyze strategically what we're dealing with nationally and worldwide, and what the solutions might be. And it's really hard to come up with solutions if you have no idea what the problem is, right? But if you look at the problem and it makes you feel totally wiped out and depressed and despairing, that's not good either. So what I found out is that, and I have taken many psychology classes in universities, and this was not among them. There's a faculty in the mind that is capable of strategic analysis of whatever you're looking at, just to understand, what's going on, what's behind it, who's involved, what the motives are, and there are many examples which we'll look at in a minute. But there's another faculty of the non-physical body that you can call it the mind, but that's a complicated subject too that we don't really have time for right now. We go into a lot in Planetary Healing Club, but the idea is that you're always eating on a emotional basis. And I'm reminding myself of this at the same time as letting you in on it too, because I need to constantly have a refresher and catch myself and say, no, remember to do this, what you put together. And the idea is that it relates to the detox and healing in the physical body. When you go to natural means for healing, there are two common elements that are in almost all the really valid natural systems, and that is detoxification. In other words, getting rid of all the garbage out of your body, and that's usually built around fasting or at least radical change in what you're taking in, eating and drinking. And there's rebuilding, which is instead of the garbage, you start eating things that your body can actually use, and you rebuild your body over again, and it really works. And something that Dr. Bergman talks about a lot, John Bergman, really recommend his free videos on YouTube. They won't cost you anything to watch. Although he's got a, I don't know what it's like exactly, but he's got a paid program that, what is it called? It's like some University of Healing or something. It's online. And you pay so much a month. I think maybe it's $30 a month or something. And he gives you more input on that. But there's a lot of free material from him on YouTube at the moment, anyway, and probably on other platforms too. Really worthwhile. And he's talking about, the same thing of detox and rebuilding, in addition to spinal adjustments, because he's a chiropractor. And a good chiropractor can really help with all kinds of physical issues, and not just because, people think that chiropractic's about fixing back pain. It is, but it's not just for that. Because, and the reason, real briefly, is that your brain, which is in your head. You've heard about that. All the main nerves come out of the back bottom of it and goes down through this hole in your vertebrae. The spinal bones have this big hole in the middle for the spinal cord, which gets smaller as it goes down and down toward your tailbone. And the reason it gets smaller is it's got all these branches that come out through side holes between each two spinal vertebrae. And they go and send nerve signals to each organ and your fingers and hands and parts of every part of the body. And they take back signals. And that's how the brain manages, or actually the innate consciousness of the body manages through the brain to balance these trillions of functions that are happening every second. It's pretty amazing. So they found out that there's consciousness in the body, but there's also non-physical level functions. And one of those is eating. You know, when you're trying to heal the physical body, you can fast if you know what you're doing and regulate the detox that way and get over things that you're not supposed to be able to heal from. But on the emotional level, when this constant emotional input is coming into you, you can't stop. I don't think you can fast. I think you're going to be eating on that non-physical emotional level all the time. And there's like a default setting where the strategic faculty of the mind is focused on something, like say you're trying to figure out why some war is happening because you want to know about it. And there's a default setting where the emotional feeding faculty is going right along with that strategic awareness focus, and you're absorbing the feeling of what you're studying while you're studying it. Doctors, sometimes when they're getting trained, they start feeling sick from the sickness that they've been learning about. And people who are, criminal psychologists working for law enforcement all sometimes start having severe psychological problems themselves when they're trying to get into the mind of a killer or somebody like that they have to understand. And there's a way to separate the two faculties of your mind that would help them a lot if they did it. And that is keep the emotional feeding, which I like to picture as a vacuum hose coming out of your heart center, and attach it to whatever is the most beautiful thing to you, the most inspiring, uplifting thing, whatever that is for you. Attach it firmly to that so that you know when you did that, because you'll start feeling this input of really good feeling. If you don't feel that, you haven't done it. You have to really do it. And no, just because it's not physical doesn't mean it doesn't exist. A lot of things are real that aren't physical. And you'll find that out if you don't know already. I mean, you really do. You just don't realize it, maybe. But you connect that input to beauty, the source of beauty for you, what makes you feel the best. And don't move it unless it's to something even better that you discover. And then leaving that connected, you take your strategic faculty, your analytical faculty of your mind, and put it on whatever you need to study, you know, the activities of a killer, or, you know, some horrible thing that our rulers are doing, or some war that's going on. If you leave that first one connected, you won't feel bad. You'll feel empathy, that's fine, but you won't be dragged down. That's a really big deal, even if that's the only thing we said in this hour or ever. If you got that and you did it, it would be worth it. And you can start anytime you think you might want to, with now, for example, or whenever you get around to it. So I only mention that first because we always have to talk about, you know, when we're looking at what's going on in the world, until things really turn the corner and we're not living in this kind of an age anymore, there's some challenging events going on around us which are not all very nice. And I understand why people don't want to look at them, because they don't want to feel bad, which is just honest. I don't know of anybody that really wants to feel bad. Even the people that are really confused and they think they want to feel bad, it's because in some twisted way that's making them feel good on some level. If they understood that, they could get out of it. Everybody in the world who's ever lived and probably anywhere else in creation is trying to feel good. It's just that you might say, well, they're all selfish. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being 100% selfish at all. And in fact, I don't think you can be selfless. I don't think it's possible. But what happens is as you grow up internally, you realize, oh, all these things are part of myself. So if I want to feel good, if I want to be selfish, the best way to do that is to pour out everything I've got to help everybody else. That's 100% selfish. It's just that you realize we're all connected. So don't worry about trying to be selfless. I don't think anybody's ever done it, nor do they have to. Everybody has done exactly what they want to do. It's just that their motive is coming from different places as they wake up to what they really are. So this is a test on splitting your attention, seeing, keeping yourself in touch with your own source of beauty, whatever that is, while we look at a few things that are going on in the world in order to see what is the best response. Okay, that's the only reason that I know to be aware of bad things going on is to see how they can be resolved and improved. So I put a title on this as giving thanks for the reliable government guidance, and I meant that that includes guidance that we get in our lives from government agencies, from the major corporations in the world. I trust them all, and they're doing their best to be constant in the guidance they give us, but sometimes they might make a mistake. And what I mean by that, and the reason that you have to check, is because normally, if a government, most government agencies or big corporations tell you to do something or that something is good or bad, all you have to do, it's really simple, is just reverse what they're saying and figure that it's the opposite, and that gives you your guidance. So they say that raw milk will kill you and it's one of the worst foods in the solar system and things like that, and they're trying to eradicate it. That is beautiful guidance. It tells you, and it was helping me. I was a raw vegan and I couldn't keep any muscle mass on or body heat or energy, and most of the raw vegans around me were trying to live on supplements to make up for the fact that they were tending to have the same problem. And if it weren't for the benevolent guidance I got from the government agencies in the U.S., I would probably not have found raw milk as fast as I did. Likewise, they tell you that certain diseases are absolutely incurable. And I'm really grateful for that, you know, especially on Thanksgiving, because that reminds me that nothing's incurable. Everything can be turned around in a good direction. They tell you that fluoride in the water systems is really important for your teeth, and it's really, you know, it's done so much good in the decades that it's been happening. And so you know that fluoride, well, you have to check this because they might tell the truth by mistake, but or for some other nefarious reason. But generally, and in this case, it holds true. You turn that around and say, oh, fluoride has nothing to do with dental health at all. And that's not the reason it's being put in the water, and that's not what it does. It's something that you really have to make sure not to consume. And government guidance just confirms that. So again, gratitude for the government agencies that are telling us all these things. And you can double check that by just going to the CDC website and looking back in the history, and you'll see where they show that, if they still have it up, I don't know, the level of dental problems went down in the years they put in fluoride in the country. And then you look at countries that never did fluoride and don't do it now. And in the same years, the dental problems went down by the same amount. So there's no correlation at all. And again, very valuable guidance. So taking that principle further, and I, as usual, I mean, that's a quarter of our time right there. And I've got 12 pages of bullet points I wanted to go over with you. And that's the top inch of the first page. So I'll try to hit the ones that I want to do. Maybe we can do some more next week if you guys are interested. But looking at what the media has been doing, running stories about how bad Thanksgiving is, which they are. They're saying it's terrible. You know, it's a horrible holiday that celebrates friction between different races of people and atrocities committed by people with lighter skin. That's the main point, is that you have to hate people that have lighter skin than you, which is an interesting concept in itself. If that were reversed, you'd recognize it as racism right away, but in this case, you're not supposed to. It's really crazy. And anyway, it tells us, in line with that principle of government guidance, that gratitude is really great, okay? And not just for one day in a year, but all the time, because it just raises your energy. And along with everybody wanting to feel good, without exception, as far as I know, everybody wants higher energy. Well, higher energy feels better. If you've tried them both, you can notice the difference. It's definitely better. And gratitude is one thing that raises and calms down your energy both at the same time right away. It's very useful, and you can do it 24 hours a day if you want to. And since it's a real medicine, meaning it has no negative side effects whatsoever, might as well just use it all the time, seems to me. Changes your whole life experience. Let me see. I'm starting to skip things because we got to go faster. Oh, well, also, you know, I said we're grateful not for just government guidance, but for big corporations that are giving us their benevolent guidance as well. And right now they're trying to create as much conflict as possible, not just in where I'm sitting in the U.S., but all over the world. Conflict between groups of people they want to call different races, which I don't believe in at all. I think everybody's a complete individual. Whatever type costume you're wearing is for your particular experience in this lifetime, but it's no reason to be for or against anybody because of their so-called race or their gender or their age group or their religion or economic class or nationality. Political party is another big one. Why do they need to have political parties? Do you have any idea? I mean, I can't think of one thing that they're good for in any country, because why do you need a party when you could just ask the person what they believe in and what they're going to do? You know, people vote for everybody in a certain party without even knowing what the individuals are like or what they believe in. They just said, well, I'm a member of this party, so I have to support everybody there. But, you know, there's good and bad people in any political party or no political party. So the point is, why are the rulers trying to create stress and conflict between all these different labels and divisions? Why would they want to do that? So I was just talking by email with a lady who's a producer of a very successful video documentary that's actually really good. I thought it's got some big areas that I told her I thought it could be improved in. But the general idea, which is that humans are not these helpless little beings that can't do anything for themselves without teams of experts to show them what to do, it's a good message. But I was talking to her about how to make the next one better. And she was saying, well, we have to just put these really basic stuff, you know, in the documentary, because if we really say what's going on, number one, there is a little issue that everybody producing the media might, the documentary might disappear. But aside from that, people would get too discouraged by watching it. And that's the whole thing I'm trying to say, is that you can, if you do this, split your attention, you know, make, hopefully you haven't already forgotten what we talked about in the beginning, then you can afford to look at anything, and you just want to know what's true, because it's not going to drag you down. It's just going to tell you strategically what we're dealing with and what needs to be done to improve it. But most people are carrying around a lot of subconscious fear all the time, and sometimes it's masked and comes out as anger. And, you know, people carry around anger, and any little thing that happens, they just want to hate the other person that it's coming up with. It's underneath the anger is always fear. It's an interesting thing to look at. I think you'd probably find it's true. So if they've got that much fear, they can't be honest with themselves. But there is a smaller group. So for the bigger group, she's making like a mild introduction to what's going on in the world and what our potential is. But there's a smaller group that you might be a member of, and you can see which one of these two groups you're in. And the people are strong enough, and they know that you can't do anything about a problem unless you know what the problem is. You can't do the solution first. So what's going on with the media and the TV and radio and social media pushing division and hatred and fear and pretending that they're working for the opposite? Most people doing it who are working in those companies, you know, in the media, education that's teaching really insane stuff to the kids, the little kids, I mean, maliciously insane stuff that is designed to really mess them up. People working in fake science that's largely corrupted by the donor of whoever pays for the science and says, you know, do whatever experiments you want, but here's the result you have to get. And if you're fortunate enough to get the right result, we'll give you money. Up to you, though, whatever you want. Just if you don't get that result, it's fine. We just won't hire you anymore or talk about your results. People working in medicine where they know that, you know, we've got this interesting medical system where you eat toxic chemicals. This is really deep. Try and understand. You eat toxic chemicals, and the idea is that they're really good for you. And the reason they're good for you and cure everything that you've got is that they're not called toxic chemicals. They're called medicine. So they must be great, right? And people working within that system have a really strong incentive not to notice what's wrong with that picture. Same in agriculture, you know, the idea that you grow your food and see nature is so flawed that if you grew the food without poison, the evil insects, which God apparently made by mistake or because he hates people or something, they'll come and eat up all the crops and everybody will die from starvation. So it's really simple with modern science that comes in to save us. All you do is you spray poison on the soil before you plant the crop. You spray for the evil weeds, which are also another mistake of God, right? And then when the crops start growing, you spray poison on the food, and then you save the world from starvation. Everything is going to be great. And the same with the telecommunication companies. They think, you know, in America, we had a show on this with Susan Clark recently, and if you have any interest in the Wi-Fi and 5G thing that's going on, smart meter, smart grid, all that stuff, and what the frequency radiation does to your body or your kids or your animals or the plants and trees, you really should listen to that interview with Susan Clark. She was really good. She needs support by everybody. She's doing something very important, which you'll find out about in that video. It's free. You don't have to pay any money. And people working in the telecom industry, the food industry, they're just mostly going to work every day to pay their bills. They went through the educational system to varying degrees. Excuse me. And that's what they were trained for, and they're doing what they were trained to do. And they were taught in school that if you do this, it's really good. You're serving humanity, and you're helping to save the world and everything, probably fighting climate change or whatever. And so they're not bad. They don't know anything else to do. And if they look at the conflict that they're actually producing something that hurts people, that's really uncomfortable to think about. So they just use the support each other in just looking at the cover story of what it's supposed to be. They don't step back for a minute and see where the changes are going overall in their industry and who's making them or why they're doing that. So most of the people doing these bad things are not really bad people at all. They're just trying to survive and make a living and do what their education trained them to do. Above them, though, are managers of various kinds that do see, to some extent, where things are going, but they're well paid not to question the orders, and they're also have this little thing that they're threatened with complete destruction, sometimes physically, if they ask the wrong questions or if they complain about any of that stuff. And above those guys and women, above those managers at that level, are other ones who are doing it for as much money and power as they can get. And it's not really doing it for evil, it's just they make a point of not looking at any of the conflicts, because I've talked to a lot of people at that level, and they've got their own belief system which says, look, this is the way you do things in the world. It's really obvious, because if you don't, you don't get the money, you don't get a good life, your family can't be taken care of, and you don't get to drive the kind of cars you want to do, and you have to worry about paying the bills, and we don't want to do that. But at the top level above them, it's not about the money at all, because they already own the money system. It's different. It's a darker agenda. And at the very top above that, since you probably think I'm a conspiracy theorist anyway, I'll tell you that at the very top level, it's really not human. But, you know, that's a long subject to get into on its own. Before I started talking about this stuff, I do want to remind you, and I'll probably remind you periodically during this and future transmissions. Last week, if you remember what we talked about last week, it was, will Lost Arts Radio disappear? Partly because we're not running commercials or doing anything for money except a couple of activities I told you about that you could support if you feel like it. But the other reason is that the censorship is increasing. It's getting more intense all the time. There are a number of categories of people that get censored. Not the people doing really bad things, they get promoted, but the ones that are doing supposedly controversial good things, and we're talking about almost every one of those forbidden categories on this show. I think we're only safe because almost nobody knows about it so far. We're not really doing any promotion. We're down to word of mouth, and we're being suppressed, and our shadow banned, and our view counters are sometimes turned all the way back to zero on the MAKE platforms. But there's a new policy coming out on one of the main platforms on the 10th of December, which is pretty soon. It's like 10 days from now. And that is that if they decide that your channel is not commercially viable, and they don't define what that means, and they say they determine that in their own sole discretion, which means it means whatever they want, and they don't want to hear what you want it to mean, or they're not interested in that. They just, what happens if they declare that you're not commercially viable for any reason, you're gone. So in case that should happen, because we've mentioned a few controversial things from time to time, then remember that we'll still be on Brighteon.com, and our channel at Brighteon is Brighteon.com. You might run and write this down. Brighteon.com/channel/Lost Arts Radio. And if you do that, you go there and bookmark it, I think you can subscribe to it like it happens on the bigger channels now, and it's growing fast. If you do that, you won't lose touch with us completely, and we can keep communicating that way. The other thing is to go to lostartsradio.com before we disappear and get on our mailing list, and you can do that easily, and it's just, if you can't reach us anywhere else, we'll be able to send you videos and things that way. So if you want to do that, I just wanted to remind you. And that, Planetary Healing Club is like a sanctuary for free speech about health freedom and consciousness issues, which go together, and world events and things like that. And there we talk totally freely, and it's interactive. You get to communicate as well. That access point to that is planetaryhealingclub.com. And that's one of the few only ways really that we generate any revenue, is there small membership dues for that site, all of which go to our nonprofit so we don't disappear completely. PlanetaryHealingClub.com. I'm personally inviting you, if you want to get deeper into these things and use them yourself, that's a supportive environment to do it, and some really interesting stuff that we get into more deeply. Anyway, the program that you see going on in the world, Mike has talked about it. I can't mention his last name because he's already gone. from the main platforms. He thinks it's for population reduction. And some people who are just really scared say, we can't look at that. Forget, that's too negative. Remember, I told you how to deal with that so it won't bother you. You'll still care about it, but it won't drag you down. So you still have the energy to do something positive with it. And I think that's a step, population reduction, but it's not the program. The program is total extermination of life. So it's like a chess puzzle, you know. Do you remember when people used to read paper newspapers and they came in the driveway every weekend and everything, and theoretically your dog is supposed to go out and get it without destroying the newspaper, or the human gets it instead, and then it tells you the latest. We didn't know it was fake news at that time. We thought it was actual news, but it tells you the latest thing that you're supposed to believe happened. One of the good things they used to have in those newspapers was this little square, about 2 inches square, and it had white and black squares on it. Nobody said it was racist or anything. The insanity wasn't as bad then as it is now. And it had little pictures of chess pieces on the squares, and it was like most of the way through the game. And the puzzle was, here's where the pieces are at this part of the game. You have 3 moves to make, whether you're black or you're white, whichever side you're taking, and you have to win the game in 3 moves. Well, this is a chess puzzle. Here's what the leaders are doing. Here's the progress they're making toward exterminating of life on this planet, which you can easily see happening. And they're using 5G and GMOs and nuclear power plants that are leaking, and geoengineering and chemtrails that you're supposed to think don't exist and are saving the world, even if they did exist, but they don't. And poisoned food and water and air and soil and, you know, the usual stuff. That's what's going to happen if we don't make the right moves in this game. And I think we're not too late to actually do it. We might have our 3 moves left. So this is the chess puzzle. What are the 3 moves, symbolically speaking? And everybody, contrary to popular opinion that you're supposed to believe, has a role to play, which is critical. So you're not helpless. Just, you know, you're having this image that you're supposed to believe in, that you're 1 out of 7 billion people, so there's nothing you can do. That's completely the opposite of the truth. That's an big example of government guidance telling you you're helpless, you need a team of experts, government forcing medical treatments on you, and give up your own freedom for the good of the whole and everything. All that stuff is government guidance. You reverse all of it and then you'll have accurate picture of what is true. And if you're watching and monitoring this show from one of the big tech companies or social media platforms or anything, it applies to you too. You are in a position of power where you can actually do some good things. You don't just have to follow orders and help ruin the world, and that you have a choice. Everybody has a choice and has great potential power to do good things. And you know, you can see groups have formed to deal with the outward problems like geoengineering and the ones I mentioned, toxic agriculture and food and water, nuclear power, and government and industry spying on everybody, and the Wi-Fi and 5G and Agenda 21 and fake media and all this stuff. These all seem like separate issues, and groups are usually focused on one of them, but they're all connected. There's really only one issue. You don't even have to name it. It's just knowing that they're all parts of the same thing, the bigger picture. And they're all, the parts are designed to keep, you know, you look at the common threads through all these supposedly separate issues. What do they have in common? And each issue, you know, the GMO people will say, this is the most important issue. You know, everything can come after it. And the geoengineering people say, that's the by far the most important issue. And, you know, the organic farming people and OCA and everybody says, this is the most important issue. And it goes like that. But they're all parts of the same thing. And they have common threads. And one of the common threads is that... this is not to feel bad, okay? This is to analyze. And a common threat is to make you sick, physically sick, weak. And if you remember, if you're sick, your brain is part of your physical body. I know that's kind of conspiracy theory, but I found it to be really true. And that if your bloodstream is full of poison and your lymph system is not working and your body's all toxic and manifesting these different symptoms because of that, not because of the name disease, then your brain has the same problem. Your brain has to use the same blood as the rest of your body. And yeah, you do have this thing called the blood-brain barrier, that's true. But the quality of blood, if it's missing vital things that you need, the blood-brain barrier doesn't put those back in. So it's the same issue. And they're trying to keep everybody physically sick and poisoned with the air, water, and food and the body care products that have chemicals in them. Makeup, if you're using it, that has lead in it and other stuff like that, if you're not careful to find ones that are natural. Same thing with home care products for cleaning. I know it's a lot of work when you're not used to it to read the ingredients of all this stuff, but you need to do it because you have a choice whether you do it or not. I mean, if you don't do it, you end up using things because of a commercial or that it's the cheapest and it's got some cancer-causing chemical in it, and then 10 years later, the doctor says, well, yeah, you do have cancer, but it's just bad luck. It's not connected to anything you've ever done. Here, have some ice cream while you're deciding when to start your chemotherapy. You know, it's these are all connected, and if you do the learning and do the work now, then you make your future a lot better. Same thing with the frequencies that have been chosen for Wi-Fi and the smart devices and the smart grid and everything there. As Barry Troer and Mark Steele and Katie Singer and all these other people have pointed out on the Sunday show, these frequencies are chosen to damage life, including you, because you're part of it. Same with the pesticides and the GMOs. Rachel Carson was not just right, and I'm telling this also to my so-called conservative friends that are loyal to that label, and part of what they think they have to believe is that the whole environmental thing is a hoax. No, the environment is the life support system of the planet, including you. It's not a hoax. The hoax is what it's being used to push, which is a complete hoax. But you have to be able to think a little bit more deeply on these things and perceive it. And if you've got your attention split so that you keep your inspiration coming in and you don't stop it ever, you can afford to look at this. You don't get defensive about showing that you're a true progressive or a true conservative or a true anything else. Just be a true individual, you know, wanting to know whatever is true. Forget the label. It's a big impediment, parties and labels and stuff like that. But it's all connected. The pesticides, which are worse than Rachel Carson ever imagined, and the GMOs that she didn't know about in the 60s, and the toxic medical drugs, all of these things are going to keep us sick. They're not doing it by accident or because they don't have enough research. They're doing it because that's what they are designed to do. They're totally successful. They want us confused by chemical and psychological weapons of all kinds, and economically enslaved and stressed, either working constantly or on welfare with conditions that control your life, because primarily of the central banking system and the fractional reserve local banking system that is making sure that people have to just, you know, work very hard in order to even get by, and that gets more and more. And they don't just control interest rates, they control the entire economy, including government, and work closely with corporations and things. And they're trying to make everybody out of touch with what used to be common sense, giving babies and young kids that the parents no longer have time for because they're so busy working or, you know, doing something else, government indoctrination centers, and kids are being taught to fear everything, just like the old-time religions did, you know, in these huge black cathedrals where you better love God or he's going to cut your head off and send you to hell. It's like fear of everything, not just God, but life in general and yourself, because you're so bad. You know, this is the kind of an education that is being taught in its new form. And of course, you're supposed to be terrified of climate change to the point where you'll give up any kind of freedom or common sense that you ever had, quality of life, afraid of the rich people who are so evil, and you know, you're evil too. And they're being taught that babies aren't human and all kinds of really insane stuff. That they're not any particular gender. They were just assigned a gender. Anybody that would believe that is not, I'm not saying they're a bad person. They're just seriously out of touch with the most basic common sense. I was in touch with the office of a presidential candidate in the U.S. This last week. It was a woman, and she has some good things to say. But one of the crazy things that she has to say, which she believes in, she's not doing it to be evil, I don't think at all. She says, you have to support woman candidates, female candidates. That's completely insane. And if you're not sure whether it is or not, look at some of the ones that are ruling in Europe right now, and that should clear it up for you if you're paying attention. So, world government is going to be proposed as the answer to this whole thing. Total enslavement, total surveillance and control for your own safety, which when you're living in fear, you want safety all the time. Education has become total indoctrination. Most of it complete nonsense, but given very seriously for the purpose of killing common sense. I'm going to have to skip a lot of this here. Kids are being taught to believe in violence against hate. What? I mean, they don't know history, and history isn't taught anymore. But if you did know history, you'd know that this is not new. Governments, totalitarian governments in the past, labeled things hate or evil in some way if it was a threat to the power structure. And the kids are being taught that eating the toxic chemicals keeps you healthy, that injecting these horrific mixtures of chemicals and foreign DNA and other things through a hollow needle into your body is a really good way to prevent disease, even though when they see it being done and the people get the disease that they said they were preventing, well, that just means they didn't do it fast enough or often enough or something. They're being taught that censorship to stop hate is really great, that for inclusiveness, you need to have drag queen story hour in the libraries and the public schools and teach five-year-olds to get them completely sexualized to make sure that they're not, what would you say, withheld from vital information like that. That cutting up your body if you don't like the gender you are or chemically mutilating it is a really good thing for freedom. You know, there's so many crazy things that they're being taught, that geoengineering is going to save us from global warming, that religious terrorists are really nice people and that they should be brought into the country immediately. Free money is going to make everybody well off. You just make the minimum wage as high as you want, and then everybody has enough money. It's really easy. You know, why didn't they tell people that before? The evil, you know, light-skinned male people have been hiding this amazing secret from everybody, that you just print unlimited amount of money and everybody's rich and happy. They're being taught stuff like that. Basically an unconditional belief that technology is really good. I'm just picking out the high spots here. Stuff like, you know, not only should you panic about global warming and climate change, but you should endorse the Green New Deal like OCA is doing and AOC is doing. And those are two different entities, by the way. OCA is a group that's really good in a lot of ways, but they're a little bit confused on the Green New Deal stuff. And the kids get a normalcy bias and a trust based on fear of the unknown, all based ultimately on a lack of self-awareness. So where are they going now? Well, they want to put all this stuff into practice and end private property. It's put Agenda 20, private property, if you haven't heard, is unsustainable. Being able to go where you want is unsustainable. This is Agenda 21, United Nations language. And the government has to own everything and make sure that basically the communist system, so that we can have a utopia by taking away all your rights and freedoms for the good of the larger population. The kids are being taught this. They actually believe it in universities, and they believe a lot of stuff that's weirder than that too. They call it social justice and the free money thing, and that the robots are going to do all of our work, so we need the free money. And they don't realize where it's going, which is the extermination of life on Earth. Not a really fantastic prognosis for the future of life on this planet. Remember the split of attention. We're just looking at this strategically. This is not to feel bad. We have no benefit in feeling bad at all, none. But understanding what needs to be resolved could be useful if we're smart enough to solve the chess puzzle that we're talking about. It's a really high priority to reverse it, because it's very hard to have a good environment on Earth if you exterminate all life forms, which is what's going on now. So again, trust government guidance. That's the theme of this broadcast. And look, the rulers are creating sick, fearful zombies packed into cities like Agenda 21 prescribes, everybody on drugs. So there's going to be injections that will eliminate stress and suffering, and that you won't ever worry about anything because you won't be able to think about anything. That literally is coming. I'm not making that up. So what can we learn from it? Well, since they're trying to take away physical and mental health, you know that they're telling you under the surface, even though they don't want to, that that should be a priority. If you want to help the world, don't just run out and fight for a cause. I'm not saying that that's bad to do, but a lot of times people miss the important first step, which is get yourself in good shape first. You know, the system is telling us that you have to get old and weak and stupid and not be able to think and frail, and you can't move anymore or do anything athletic. You can't be healthy. You have to be going to the doctor all the time and having your diseases diagnosed and your organs removed and everything. Well, that's government guidance, right? And if you know the key that we talked about, you know the opposite is true. You have a costume that you're wearing. You're pure spirit, whatever the word, doesn't matter. You're something non-physical wearing this amazing costume. It's not designed to fall apart. It's not like a tractor that rusts and just falls over because it has too many hours on it, or a car that has too many miles. It's not like that. It's intelligent and it's self-repairing. So if it's not doing that, and we're getting all this epidemic of, degenerative disease, it means we're making mistakes on many levels. So another chess puzzle, what are your mistakes if it's happening to you? Don't you want to correct those and then see what happens and make it better? So learn the natural forbidden principles of healing and health and how nature works and how to implement them. Take care of yourself. If you care about other people, that's the best thing you could do for them, is heal yourself. And it doesn't just apply to your family and close friends. It's everybody. I mean, as your consciousness grows up, you realize everybody's your immediate family. It doesn't mean get rid of national borders and all that kind of stupid stuff that we're being trained for, but it means caring about everybody everywhere. And if you do, when you start realizing that's true, then taking care of yourself is top priority. And you want to stop where you are now and take inventory. What do you need to make better that you haven't been dealing with, or habits that have been making it worse that you could correct? To do any of this stuff, you know, and stay coherent and clear in your mind, you have to get rid of fear. Not by force. You can't do it by force. There are ways to do it. We talk about that in depth in the Planetary Healing Club, and I may mention some of it that I can in this forum also. But learn to eliminate fear and all the other negative mind programs, because none of them are you. That's a big deal. Okay, I'm probably not putting the emphasis on it that I should, but what we think of as our own identity and our view of the world is mostly fake programs, like in the Matrix. There is something beyond that. In fact, everything is beyond that. And that's where your hidden abilities lie, is transcending that. And it's not a belief or religion. You really can do it. If you've been listening to this series with Joel Skousen on the Sunday show, you know that if you have an opportunity to get into a less dense population center, that would be a good idea. And anything that you can do to get off drugs. And when I say that, I'm not giving medical advice. Obviously, I can't do that. I'm not even a medical doctor. Even if I was, you know, I can't do that anyway. So, you know, see your doctor, get all the drugs he says, he or she says, get your organs removed as necessary, whatever I have to say, please do that. But I'm just sharing information, my own unusual point of view here. I'm saying if you get off drugs, and I mean any kind of drug, natural, synthetic, habitual, behavior pattern, anything you're using to become unaware of what's bothering you is a drug. And if you really let that sink in and do it, you can take a big step toward expanding your awareness by just seeing what are the drugs I'm using and getting off of them. And as you learn to get yourself healthier and change the habits that aren't, and your thought patterns and everything that's holding you back, then you get a different effect in everything that you do, even in the causes that you're working for, in every personal relationship. It all changes. And then it just strikes you, wow, this wasn't their fault. This was all me. And it doesn't mean condemning yourself. It just means awareness. And wow, that puts huge power in your hands. So many great people working for good causes, they run out there and they're full of anger and fear and wanting to destroy the bad guys, and they get negative feedback, and they don't know the unspoken message that they're giving by not dealing with themselves first. All that stuff can get a lot better. Your effectiveness gets better. You just have to be willing to start by really looking at yourself first and learn how to make the changes in your health and your thought patterns and things that are controlling your whole life right now, quietly. And you're so used to it, you don't notice, if you're like most of us. The abilities that you used to have are not destroyed. They're just forgotten. And learning how to get those back requires freedom to communicate, and that's why they're working on intense censorship moves right now. And that's why one of the main reasons that we had to go to the trouble of creating a separate platform away from these censorship areas for Planetary Healing Club is because the communication has to go on. We need like a sanctuary. It's been used, that word has been used for bad things, but I'm not meaning it that way. We needed a sanctuary for health freedom discussion, not just discussion. This is not random stuff. I spent 50 years to get ready for this, and I've got stuff to share with you if you're ready for it. So we needed a platform where that could be interactive and live every week. That's why we created that platform for Planetary Healing Club. If you want to get access to it, it's at planetaryhealingclub.com. And I told you about the December 10th change in policy that's coming up on one of your favorite major video platforms, and I don't know how long Lost Arts Radio will be around, but I'm taking the advantage of the time when we're still here to tell you, hey, find us on Brighteon.com, or if you really want to get into the work, find us at PlanetaryHealingClub.com. Bookmark the site at Brighteon, Brighteon.com/channel/Lost Arts Radio. Do it before you forget if you want to. And Planetary Healing Club is going to remain a protected private environment for free speech, freedom, health freedom, consciousness, world events, practical tools that you don't just say, oh, this is happening and it's terrible. No, it's for stuff that you can do to open up your actual potential to help change the future and your own life completely. One of the pieces of good news that came in today, at least I found out about it today, was, you know, we've had David Noakes on the show, and he's this arch criminal who was guilty of natural curing of cancer, and so that can't be tolerated, and he was put in prison for a while. Now he's under threat of extradition to France, where they have a dungeon where you can stay indefinitely without a trial, for your own protection, of course, and society's benefit. And his friend Linda, was it something what is her name? Linda Thayer, I think, Thyer, has already put in a dungeon in France, and she didn't even do anything. She was an expert on what he was doing, but wasn't really in charge of doing it, certainly not in France. And Natural Health Federation, the good news I was mentioning, is helping both of them now. And that's a good cause to support if you want to. Scott Tipps wrote an article that we just posted on lostartsradio.com. He's the attorney. I talked to him a long time ago. And is doing some good work and has decided to help David and Linda. So hopefully that'll be successful. They're fighting extradition in David Noakes' case right now. And I hope that works. But there are trials ahead for both of them, though. Official trials, I mean. Let's see. Anyway, that article is on lostartsradio.com. You can look at it if you want. David says there's no valid sources left of GCMAF anywhere in the world. If they're advertising it, he says they're not what the original was. But lifestyle protocols still work. We talk about those specifically. No medical advice, but it's still somewhat legal to share information on Planetary Healing Club about what you can do instead of GCMAF. And a lot of stuff that goes with that, if you're willing to do the work, we talk about it still there, and we'll still be able to do it. Mike, whose last name I can't say anymore, has warned that self-healing protocols are going to be banned and then criminalized, which is probably true. The president and the Congress are doing nothing about it so far. That's visible anyway, and that's another reason for planetaryhealingclub.com. Build up Brighteon while you can, and you don't have to give them money. All you have to do is like watch videos on Brighteon.com, like on Band.video. Both of those sites need support by just going there and watching or posting videos on Brighteon. And I guess as a bottom line to everything, this whole thing, besides understanding that you have the ability to heal yourself, if you want to help heal the world, which I think is up to us, that's the chess puzzle I mentioned, and break free of your own programming. Beware of labels. Don't identify with them. Just look for what's true. Who cares what label is on it? The labels are supposed to distract you and keep you from realizing what's going on. Just things to fight over and defend. And I know in America, both of the political parties have lists of things they're supposed to defend against each other. It's a complete waste of time. Some of the Republicans think that there's no environmental issues that are real. The Democrats think all kinds of crazy and evil things that they've been taught to believe now. Drop the labels. Just be brave enough to step outside the party or the group or whatever you're supposed to believe in a group like that. If you get your common sense back, then you don't need the list of things to say or believe or anything like that. You're just open to what you find out is actually true. And you don't mind correcting yourself when you find that you make a mistake, which is part of the learning process. And I mean, we've all done it a lot. And you can break the programs in yourself. And the most powerful way to help anybody else is to do that for yourself first. Get on our mailing list. Our time is over. LostArtsRadio.com. Write in your name and email address if you want to stay in touch if we disappear. info@LostArtsRadio.com or text 928-235-4676. This Sunday's show tomorrow night is Alex Newman. Free archive will be there for anybody that misses it at the time. Alex has been on before. He's a great foreign correspondent for the New American Magazine. The series on history of the deep state continues with Joel Skousen, and that's been incredible. I feel really fortunate to have him be willing to actually do that on Lost Arts Radio. Incredible. We still have subscribestar.com/LostArtsRadio. If you want to help us, we're doing almost nothing to get any money, which is probably not brilliant, but I just didn't want to push anything that I'm not pushing because I believe in it. So if I recommend a product to you, generally it's because I've had some kind of positive experience with it. And I just want to tell you, it's not because we're getting any money. Not that money would be bad at all. We really need it right now. If you have resources and want to help us, please donate at one of our sites, lostartsradio.com or lostartsresearchinstitute.org. Keep us going, and we have ambitious projects that we actually can't do without money. So if you have resources, please help us as much as you can, and or a little bit. If you're struggling for survival, please do not donate anything. Take care of yourself, and you know, that's certainly top priority. Planetary Healing Club meeting, for those who want to get in on it, is 30 minutes from now. Access point at planetaryhealingclub.com. I hope that you have a great week. I'm 2 minutes over time. I apologize for that, but I'm really appreciative of your giving us a little bit of your time. Thank you, and especially appreciative of the contribution that you're making to the world and the future of ourselves and the other generations that are trying to come afterwards. They need a good place to live, and we have some work to do to improve this one. And you're the main character in this play. You're not some insignificant 1 out of 7 billion people person. You're like the main character in your whole universe. So be the best one that you can imagine and beyond. And I'll see you next time. Thanks.
Introducing Lost Arts Radio on Subscribestar.com. Just go to subscribestar.com/lostartsradio to find our rewards program, offering 10 different giving levels starting at just $5 a month. We offer incredible value for any rewards level, from extra monthly interview videos not available publicly to subscription-based Planetary Healing Club videos once, twice, or 3 times a month, to private counseling sessions with Lost Arts Radio host Richard Sachs, to tech help with me, Doug Diamond. We even have one option where you can be the star on Lost Arts Radio as our guest on a specially produced show just for you. We conduct an interview with you and broadcast it to our growing network and listenership. Our subscribe star levels are one of a kind and offer great rewards for any budget. Please help support Lost Arts Radio. We can't do it without you. With increasing censorship on many of our channels, we really need your support today to keep doing what we're doing. As Richard says, we're not even at survival level yet. Lost Arts Radio has 3 weekly shows. Lost Arts Radio Live each Saturday night at 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific, which is a live stream currently on multiple platforms in case we get banned from some of the larger ones. Right now, we're on 2 YouTube channels, Facebook Live, Periscope, which is Twitter, Twitch, and DLive. You can access these broadcasts by going to www.lostartsradio.com/live for all the links to those channels. The Planetary Healing Club meets right after Lost Arts Radio Live at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on Saturday nights. And our Sunday show with guests airs at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on Sunday nights on our Blog Talk Radio channel, our YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and on Brighteon. Be sure to sign up for our free email list just in case we do get banned on big tech's platforms. It's just a matter of time, really. They don't like the stuff we talk about, and they do not want the truth out there. In fact, they have already attacked us numerous times. Join our free email list so we can let you know where we are and how to access our shows. The sign-up button is right on the top right on most pages of our website. The best starting point for all things Lost Arts Radio is our main site, lostartsradio.com, where you can find the hottest news selection videos that we curate just for you. Those are on the homepage and added to daily, as well as articles and breaking news about information you really need to know. Our show archives, the 10 most recent shows, are right on our homepage, as well as our Blog Talk Radio page at blogtalkradio.com/lostartsradio, or just click the All Things Radio Show tab right on our website. We're in the podcast directory on iTunes, and all of our shows except the banned ones are on our YouTube channels at Lost Arts Radio and at Diamond Disc. Our Brighteon page is really taking off, and we often have editor's picks videos right on their homepage. Visit Brighteon.com/channel/Lost Arts Radio. On our site, you can also access our free listener forum as well as sign up for the Planetary Healing Club, which is just $25 a month. where you get private access to a one-on-one interaction with host Richard Sacks and myself and the other club members who participate live. More info can be found at planetaryhealingclub.com. We're providing solutions in there to make the world a better place. Come join us. Thanks again for listening to and supporting Lost Arts Radio. We love having you as part of our family to learn, experience, and grow with.